men in this scroll are Lohans, spiritual followers of the Buddha, who vowed to live in the wilderness until the Buddha's return. In the middle of a garden-like setting, one of the Lohans opens a small vial. A cloud-like emanation pours forth, transforming itself into a writhing dragon. The surrounding landscape is swept up in a vortex of lines and patterns. These waves indicate the dragon's power as an embodiment of nature's creative forces. Look carefully at the man with the vial. He appears not unlike someone holding a painting brush. The artist, Shirtau, may have meant for this release of the dragon's energies to symbolize the painter's control over the creative forces of nature. According to an inscription on the painting, Shirtau worked on it for over a year. Notice how carefully he has drawn the figures, the lines used to create details like the eyelashes, hair, and patterns on the Lohan's robes are incredibly fine. Shirtau has used an extraordinary array of ink tones. The rich variety of calligraphic patterns making up the rocks and trees are utterly original. Unlike many of his contemporaries, he did not base his work on ancient masterpieces. The 25-year-old artist has also endowed each Lohan with an incredible sense of individual personality. Shirtau was a descendant of the Ming royal family, which had been deposed by the Manchu Qing dynasty when the artist was 2 years old. He was raised as a monk in the Buddhist church. In part, these Lohans represent the artist's commitment to the Buddhist faith. The Lohan's role to protect the Buddhist law until the coming of the messianic Buddha of the future may have been particularly significant for the young artist. It mirrored his own hopes for a revival of the Ming dynasty.